Aye, that's me. The wee dog with the big reputation. Woof. Go on then, pat the nose. You know you want to. Everybody does. It's shinier than a banker's conscience. You know, they call me Grey Friars, Bobby. And depending on who you ask, I'm either the finest symbol of loyalty on all of Scotland, or a furry example of good marketing. The latter, I think. But there you go. Now, before we start, yes, I am aware that I am bronze and a dog. And there's no need to mention it. I've been standing here for over a century. When the rain, the snow, the selfie sticks, the stag do's, a lot of drunken individuals. I've seen it all. I've had more hands on my head than the crown jewels. And not once, not bloody once, has anybody brought me an actual biscuit. Buggers. But let's clear up a few myths whilst we're at it. They say, right, people say, because I do listen, they say I spent 14 years guarding my master's grave. 14. That's a 1 followed by a 4. 14. Not 4, not 40, 14. Even for a Skye Terrier, that's a stretch. Some say I was replaced halfway through by another dog, a sort of, if you can imagine it, canine understudy. Woof. Maybe, but do you really want to live in a world where that fact-checking beats loyalty? You know, sometimes a good story deserves just to be true. My master, my human pal, John Gray, old Jot to his friends. Well, he was a night watchman, an honest man, smelled faintly of tobacco and cabbage, as you can imagine, but kind. And when he passed on, when he died, I followed his procession to Greyfriars Kirkyard, and I refused to leave. Folk thought it was, oh, devotion. Oh, look at that, devotion. He loves his... Yeah, truth is, I just preferred the company. Cemeteries are quieter than most pubs. And now look at me, immortalised in metal. Nose polished, tail forever, mid-wag. A dog who became a metaphor. I didn't set out to teach humanity about love, but apparently all you buggers need a reminder. You know what love is? People come from all over. London, Munich, New York, Paris. There's a song in there somewhere. To stroke the nose and make a wish. A wish. Imagine wishing on a terrier. You'd better off rubbing Adam Smith's foot. At least he believed in invisible hands, but he can't reach it because his feet are higher up in the air than David Hume down the road. He just left his toe being rubbed, if you know what I mean. Anyway, but still, I play along. Kids smile, couples take photographs. The odd philosopher sighs dramatically. Some whisper, goodbye, goodbye. And others just drop crumbs from the sausage roll they got for Greg's. Either way, it's attention, and attention is half of immortality. Now, I've got centuries to think, which is impressive for a dog, let alone a statue, especially one without opposable thumbs. And I've come to realise that loyalty is a tricky thing. People talk about it like it's a virtue, but it's really a choice. I stayed by a grave because I didn't know how to do anything else. Humans, though, you lot can choose what to love, what to guard, what to walk away from. That's your burden and also your beauty. You know, sometimes late at night, when the street's empty and the mists roll down Candlemaker Row, I hear others whispering. You know the other statues? Adam Smith muttering about moral sentiment. Hume philosophising to the pigeons. And old Lord Buccleuch there on the mile complaining about his damp breeches. They talk about legacy, what they built and what they meant. And I think, you know, Bobby, I never wrote a book, never fought a war, never built a thing. But somehow I outlasted them in all the hearts of Edinburgh. Not bad for a stray dog with commitment issues. Woof. People often ask, Bobby, what's the secret to your loyalty? Easy, it really is. It's habit and hope. Every dawn, I expected Jack to come back. Every dusk, I thought, you know, well, maybe tomorrow. And when hope didn't work, I relied on routine. That's what loyalty really is. Love disguised as repetition. Now, do you know what I see from up here? visitors, tourists, rubbing my nose and then heading into the pub that bears my name across the way there. I watch laughter spill out the doors and, you know, it's fitting. It's fitting, really. Loyalty and laughter, they're both contagious. Both best shared. I'd like to think my human pal Jock, or Jack as I call him, would approve. And I'll tell you something else. This city, it remembers its ghosts kindly. We dogs, woof, couldn't ask for a better place. Even the grand folk of the Statues of the Mile, Smith, Bruce, Charles II, they all tip their hats when they mention me. Charles once said,
"Hey, Bobby, you've got more admirers than I ever did."
And I told him, "Aye, Your Majesty. But that's because I bite fewer people, you bampot." Still, the attention can be exhausting. Now, there's a myth that I bring luck. I've seen many people queue up in the rain for it. And if you ask me, it's not luck they're after, the Egypts. It's connection. They want to touch something that doesn't swipe, scroll, or charge monthly. Just a simple story about love that outlasts death. And that's the bit that gets me. Because even though I'm made of bronze and a dog, my tail never moves. I can feel the warmth in every palm. Every touch says, "I believe in something pure." And that's enough to keep even a metal heart wagging. Aye? So next time you pass by, go and give the nose a pat. Not just for luck. Do it for someone you miss. Someone you'd wait for. That's what I did. And then go live. Properly live. Because that's what people that you would have known way in the past that are no longer here would want you to do. Live like there's no tomorrow. And if you bump into Adam Smith down the mile, tell him, "Bobby says the invisible hand could use a good scratching behind the ear." Good human. Off you go then. I'll be here. Rain, shine, biscuit, yeah, bampot, or no biscuit. And I'll keep him watch. Take care. Another 100 years stuck on this plinth. What am I going to do?